BJJ report. So Friday night, BJJ report. I said, put the needle on the record. Put the needle on the record. Put the needle on the record. And drum beat go like this. 1 year of sobriety. Wasn't planned. Wasn't really intentional. And I made a post earlier today. Kind of about, what's up, Meg? Thanks for joining. I made a post earlier today about, 20 things that are common, when you stop drinking. And a lot of that has to do with just, getting outside of yourself. And that has been one of the, larger, revelations, or one of the larger things, just realizing that there's so much more that I could be doing, and I'd caught myself in like this vicious trap of going, and my reward was literally self-imprisonment. I would go grab a beer as soon as I'd done like some type of early morning chore, as soon as I'd done something like first thing in the day, and I'd be like, all right, well, I did that thing that took me 15 minutes. Now I'm gonna spend the rest of the day drinking. So, I can keep going? All right, good. So I'm gonna put on a map and go to where I gotta go. It was not intentional. And, I don't know that I would call myself an alcoholic. I don't think any alcoholic, until they kind of go into like a 12-step program or something like that, starts calling themselves an alcoholic. Nobody wants to admit that they've got the kind of flaw where they can't put a drink down, because nobody wants to admit that they've got a demon. Nobody wants to admit that they've got something that they haven't been able to shake just yet. And I guess, you know, that's why I would have never called. Thank you. So I don't think I would have called myself an alcoholic to the term.
Continue on North Carolina 42 East for 5 miles.
Now you guys know where I am. I don't know that I would have termed myself that way, right? I mean, hey, I was still going to work. I was still making it to work. I was still functioning. I was still getting things done. I was still a semi-productive member of society. At least I wasn't hurting anybody, to my knowledge. But, you know, is that true? Was that true? Was my relationship with my wife as good as it could have been? Was my relationship with my children as good as it could have been if I was focused solely on, you know, really, in all honesty, going and grabbing a drink? Once I accomplished something, realize, you know, considering my reward, a six-pack which then meant that I couldn't get in the car and drive, which meant that I couldn't go anywhere and I was restricted. It meant all that to me. And once I realized a lot of that, and while I was in the process of letting go of the drinking, I don't know that I would call it that I quit drinking. I would certainly say that I haven't drank for like a year, but I would say it was more of just letting it go. You know, wasn't bringing me, there was like zero benefit in my life. And so I was like, once I realized that, it was so easy to let go. Once I realized everything else that I was allowing to be in my life, once I let go of that, it was awesome. Meg made the comment the other day, is like, you know, it's impressive, because, you know, you're able to handle being a parent and all of the things that life has thrown at you without drinking. And I can be honest and say that there's been things that it hasn't been easy to adapt after, you know, 20 plus years of just kind of, you know, for lack of better terminology, hitting the bottle. You got to go out there and relearn. People keep talking about how do you, you know, if you're in any of the self-help, development, self-dev, self-care, any of that stuff, when you talk about reprogramming yourself, that's what you're doing when you quit drinking. You have to learn how to function as a member of society again, because you've been in one You've been a part of one different society your whole life. You've gone out, your whole social interaction has been and revolved around going out and having a drink. You're like, well, I'll go out. So who's going to bring the beer? Do I need to get beer? We got to get beer. Who's getting a beer? Who's going to drink? What are we drinking? You know, that's been, that was 20 years of my life. And what was funny is that I was so against it, you know, 18, 19, 20. I didn't even start drinking until I was 21, but I was a bartender many years before that, and I was still, like, just not for it. But it doesn't matter. It's everywhere you go. How do you avoid it? You know, it's like, hey, everybody's over here doing this thing. Do you want to do this thing? Yeah, you know, sure, why not? Because everything else will get me thrown in jail that I like to do. So I guess I'll go do that. And that's really the primary reason that everybody's out there drinking, because everything else is illegal and it'll get you thrown in jail. So what are your alternatives to, you know, escaping? And there's plenty. Right now, after a year, I realize I can exercise, I can read, I can throw myself deeply and passionately into something that I care about. And that's myself being one of those things, and I care enough about myself to not do that. My family, I feel, has benefited immensely. My relationship with my wife has improved. I feel like I'm a better husband. I feel like I listen more. I feel like I pay attention more. She may not feel that all the time, but I put more effort into it, at least internally. And I think about our relationship, and I think about the progress that we've made, both of us. And I see all the progress that she's made, and I catch myself, me earlier today, you know. I know that I'm very supportive of many people outside, but it's really easy to be tough on the ones that are closest to you. She made a comment earlier today, and I, you know, shot it down, and I walked around. I walked out of her office for a second. I said, when I shouted back, I said, I see that I wasn't very supportive there. And she has actually, you know, I don't know how many times I've told her or she's caught me saying it, but I've learned a lot of how to support and be a better cheerleader and a better person through my relationship with her and you know, my wife and our challenges. It's through these challenges that when we go to reprogram ourselves to not grab the bottle, to not go eat all the chocolate candy bars that I ate today, but when we recognize that that's what we're doing, that's an opportunity for us to ask ourselves a question of, why am I doing this? Why am I drinking? Why am I reaching for the bottle? Why am I getting frustrated at this point? These are opportunities that allow us to grow. And if we continue, if I would have continued to drink, I would have never found those opportunities to grow. I would have never given myself the opportunity. I would not be doing the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu report. And I would not be celebrating this anniversary. I would not be celebrating the life that I have now. I would probably be, you know, 7 or 8 or 9 beers in on a Friday night.
In a quarter mile, turn right onto Mount Pleasant Road.
Now you know where I am. So all of that stuff. Guys, that's the VJJ report. You know, lots of love, lots of growth, this is not a you gotta stop thing. This is just a process that I have gone through, that I am sharing. And the funny thing is, at one point I thought I was alone in this. When I found and I shared,
turn right onto Mount Pleasant Road.
When I found and I shared the 20 common things that I felt were so special, and they are so special. Almost every one of those 20 things, those common things that I went through and experienced in that article that I shared earlier today, happened to me. But when you realize that everybody else is going through it, that you are in part of a shared condition, that you are part of a greater whole, and there's other people going through this with you, you get the opportunity to understand yourself. And my question, I guess, as we kind of close this one out, and I appreciate everybody who's been, I've gotten so much support from so many people, made so many connections. When I say connections, and I mean that, throughout this past year, so many connections throughout this past year, and that are meaningful.
Continue on Mount Pleasant Church Road for 1 mile.
Yes, ma'am. That have been meaningful and that have brought something to my life. I mean it, and it's been an amazing past year and a half. And thank you for your support. Thank you for being there with me. Thank you for accepting me as I am.